This podcast is part of the Deluxe Edition Network. To find other great shows on the network, head over to deluxeeditionnetwork.com. That's deluxeeditionnetwork.com.
Hello, listeners. I'm Allie, and this is Quad Pro Quo. As always, I'm joined by my three co-hosts, Tammy.
Hey.
Matt.
Hello there.
And Guido.
Hello.
We are in week two of Guido Appreciation Month. I picked Summer of Sam, which everyone loved.
Yeah, it was good. Shout out to my boy Spike.
All right. And this week is Matt's pick. But Matt, before we get to your pick, myself, Matt and Guido, watched Eli Ross Thanksgiving last night. Tammy was working.
I feel left out.
You were, because that movie was...
amazing.
It was a movie.
Taylor liked it.
It was fun. Why it was entertaining. Like, that so was a fun movie.
Okay.
And who's that guy from 90210 or whatever?
No, it's face? Patrick Dempsey. It was McDreamy. Oh,
okay. From, Patrick Dempsey.
Yeah.
He's not from 90210.
No, he's from Grey's Anatomy.
What?
The guy? What you that? Mean the guy from Sweet Home Alabama?
He's also in, yes, Scream 3.
And that movie where he, like, he mows grass and he hangs out.
Can't
with
Buy
that.
Me Love.
Yeah.
He was also in this movie. I used to watch it all the time. It had Brendan Fraser and Joe Pesci in it.
Encino Man.
No.
No, it's...
It takes place at Harvard.
Psh, none of those people are Gina Gershon. Let me tell you.
I personally like him in it's not Just Friends. It's the wedding... Where he's the bridesmaid.
Man of Honor.
Man of Honor. Thank you.
No, it's called Maid of Honor, but it's M-A-D-E. Awful title. It should have been called Man of Honor.
It's so good. I love it.
He's good. He's so yummy. He's so charismatic. He's aging like a fine wine.
He does seem like a cool dude.
I think he is. And he also races. He's like a Formula One racer or something like that.
Yeah, so he's
That's
like,
badass.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like Steve
McQueen. My spare time.
He's like Paul Newman.
He's like Steve McQueen, but without the emphysema.
And Malcolm in the Middle.
Yes.
Well, yeah, he's now racing. He's
a professional race car driver.
Yeah, he's now in NASCAR now.
But I
qualified.
Yeah. I liked Thanksgiving. I thought it was kitschy and also good. Like,
it didn't take itself too seriously.
No, but
it didn't get bogged down in it.
It was on that level of, like, it's a little serious, but also then, you know, someone gets stabbed in both ears with corn cob holders. So I love it.
It was awesome. A lot of body, like, just disgusting skin.
Oh, they cook that whole woman in the oven, mm-hmm, and then serve her on the table.
Is it a remake? It looks like a remake, right?
No.
No. So, Thanksgiving.
It's the only Thanksgiving.
There was one in 2007 that looks like a...
No. So, Thanksgiving was when Quentin Tarantino and Robert Rodriguez released their Grindhouse movies.
Lewis.
Yes. So, when Tarantino and Robert Rodriguez released their Grindhouse movies... In between the two movies, they had fake trailers. One of the trailers was for a movie called Thanksgiving. Eli Roth made the trailer. And I've been waiting for that movie to be made. Because they made Machete. Who the fuck cares about that?
I did.
I wanted Thanksgiving.
I loved Machete.
I loved the fucking trailer, fake trailer. And then I loved the white meat, dark meat, all will be carved. Such a great tucking to fucking time.
That's a future pod pick.
And they
Machete and Machete Kills?
Oh, yeah.
They have a horror movie for pretty much every... What's the word I want to use?
Holiday.
Thanksgiving is an untapped horror movie holiday. There was one I made a couple years ago on Hulu. It was called Pilgrim.
St. Paddy's Day, huh?
It was okay.
I'm going to look up Easter horror
Leprechaun.
Movies.
Leprechaun.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Where's the Easter one?
Easter, Bloody Easter, Diane Foster.
Oh, of course.
There's going to be one.
Kelly Grant. About, it's coming out.
What about Arbor Day?
It has a jackalope in it.
Nice.
A woman must protect her small town from the jackalope and his army of devilish bunnies.
I love
it. As they embark on a murder spree over Easter weekend.
I can't wait to see that as well. Seriously, Tammy,
it comes out on March 26th of this year.
Here's hoping that there's a Groundhog Day horror movie.
Okay. I'll watch them all. If Eli Roth is going to do them, I'll watch them all. It was a hoot.
I loved it. Speaking of horror movies, tell us about the horror of an accent that's in your movie, Matt.
Oh, so I couldn't
It's only
talk,
bad when he remembers where he's from.
I couldn't talk about the Grindhouse trailer. I wanted to be made? Okay.
Which one? Oh, Werewolf.
Werewolf Women of the SS. With Nicolas Cage as Fu Manchu.
Maybe because that's racially insensitive and they shouldn't be making that.
Can't make that movie today.
Wasn't that Rob Zombies?
That was Rob Zombies.
I liked Edgar Wright's too. Don't.
But I mean, you know, Sherry Moon Zombie, who is the acting tour de force that we all know and love.
Speaking of terrible accents.
She had a great German accent in that trailer. And speaking of amazing accent play.
Peter Rabbit. That's amazing.
Accent play. It sounds like the same. Like, I mean, it's like saying pee play. Like,
yeah.
It's just.
As I mentioned at the end of last week's episode, we're continuing the Guido Appreciation Month. My movie came out in 1994. It had an estimated budget of $28 million and a worldwide gross of almost $31
million. So nice. That's a success.
It made some money. It has a Rotten Tomatoes score of 39%.
Fucking hell.
I can't believe that.
I honestly think.
I'm surprised also.
This might be one of my lowest rated.
Def.
Like I said, my movie is blown away.
All right, here's what we've got. We're being bombed. Feds, you're coming up with zeros. Looks like our boys are a mystery man.
There's no mystery. His name's Ryan Garrity. According to the report, the guy can build bombs out of Bisquit.
I've come here to create a new country for you called Chaos, and a new government called Anarchy. All for you.
And boy, were we.
Were we.
So, I was safe in my own home. I don't know about you guys.
I died from an explosion.
All right. Well, I was directed by Stephen Hopkins. He's known for directing the Lost in Space movie.
Awful.
Nightmare on Elm Street, The Dream Child.
Almost had it. Almost
absolute
had it.
Banger. That
not
one.
The Dream Warrior.
Not the Dream Warriors. And he's also known for directing Predator 2.
There we go.
Oh, with Donald Glover.
It was written by John Rice, who's known for writing this. Joe Bater. Or Bader, I don't know, but he's also known for writing this.
Amazing.
And MJ Roach, who AKA is better known as J. Roach.
Is it J. Roach?
Yeah, the writer and director of Austin Powers.
Austin Powers, yeah. I saw the name when we watched it, and I was like, oh, he probably puts the M in front of his name so he doesn't get confused with J. Roach.
No, that's his pseudonym.
Oh, cool.
Going around the room, have you seen this movie? What were your thoughts about my pick? Allie?
I had not seen this movie. No? I get it confused with Arlington Road because that also has Jeff Bridges' movie in it and it's about bombs. I was excited to watch it. That's about it.
Tammy? Okay.
Ditto.
Short and sweet. Wow. Love it.
Nice and concise.
I'm sorry. I said we're doing Blown Away, not Ghost. You don't have to give me the ditto.
I liked saying it, though.
Ditto.
You knew what I meant.
Yeah, I know.
It's a Pokemon.
No, I hadn't seen it and I was looking forward to it. It looked exciting.
All right.
We had a force to say more.
It looked what it explosive.
Ooh.
Whoa. All right, Guido.
Oh, so yeah, I haven't seen this. Bonus points to you. Like I looked it up and I saw the cast and I was like, how have I not seen this? And then I read like a glimpse of the plot and it used the word explosion 6 times.
Mm-hmm.
So sign me the fuck up.
Speaking of cast, I didn't get to that. I wanted to use Guido's segue there. It's starring Jeff Bridges. You may know him as the Dude, his royal dudeness, Duder, or El Duderino, if you're not into the whole brevity thing. He also did Crazy Heart, Last Picture Show, and Tron.
Also, a future pick for me, Stick It.
Yeah, can't wait for that.
Oh, yeah. Gymnastics. Ooh. If we did an Olympic theme in July, I would totally pick that.
I mean, yeah, I think this is the first time any of us has picked a movie with Jeff Bridges.
It is.
And he's married to Goldie Hawn.
No, that's Kurt Russell.
They do look a lot alike,
dude,
when they're young.
So
right?
I'm just going to say this now. Jeff Bridges is a snack in this movie.
He is.
And I think it's because he looks so much like Kurt Russell in this movie.
He does.
So much alike. I never really noticed it.
He's a very handsome man. Mm-hmm.
And they've been, I bet they're friends in real life because they've both been in the business since they were kids, basically. And I looked it up. They are very good friends.
What was his
that makes me feel
movie?
Good.
Like, how old was he?
Jeff Bridges?
Yeah.
Well, his dad's an actor.
Oh, I see.
And so... Okay. I don't know.
He's a legacy.
He's a
Nepo baby.
But he's very talented. So.
And also another first for us, surprisingly, because this guy's been in a lot, starring Tommy Lee Jones. You may know him from my favorite movie ever, No Country for Old Men.
He played the Joker.
Academy Award winner in The Fugitive, and he played Two-Face in Batman Forever.
Oh, that's right.
It also stars, I actually didn't type her name in here. It's Susie Amis. You may know her from this, The Usual Suspect, or Usual Suspects, Titanic, and...
Being James Cameron's fifth wife, currently married to James Cameron.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah,
she's the granddaughter in Titanic.
It also is starring Lloyd Bridges, who is a Hollywood legend from such films as High Noon.
Is this the, like... the father figure?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's his actual daddy.
Yeah. He is Jeff Bridges' actual, you know, father. He was in Airplane.
He has a terrible Irish accent also.
Looks like I picked the wrong day to stop sniffing
glue. He was in Hot Shots, and he's a soft spot for me. He was Mr. Mandelbaum in Seinfeld.
Yep.
Mandelbaum.
Where I know him from.
I love Lloyd Bridges.
He's the best in Hot Shots.
I used to think that he was Mr. Duncan in Home Alone 2.
Turtles.
Yeah.
He's toads.
Hashtag not all white dudes.
Not all old white men look alike.
And finally, just rounding off this cast, we have Forest Whitaker, Academy Award winner. You may know him from Last King of Scotland, Species, Rogue One.
Species?
Ghost Dog.
Ghost Dog. And, wow, I'm surprised nobody made a dead eye joke. I thought I...
No, we're not rude pieces of
shit.
I'm
just assuming you're going to.
Oh,
so.
No. I wrote in my notes, pause for Guido to say dead eye joke.
I won't do it because I like that guy.
He is a pretty cool guy.
Yeah, I think he's a great actor.
Did you meet him too?
No.
He hasn't met all black people, Tammy.
Do you remember Battlefield Earth? He was in that with John Travolta. Amazing movie. You want to watch that tomorrow?
No.
My parents saw that in the theater.
I would.
Fucking what?
Because my mom... it's sci-fi, so she was like, I'm going to like it. Oh, my God.
And then she went and got...
It was dog water.
Well, it's a Scientology movie.
And then she went and got her e-meter done.
God. They came home. My dad was so fucking pissed. He was... Oh, my... My mom hated it, too, though. Like, I was like, well, mom, you know she loves terrible movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that one was...
Steve Guttenberg has a career because of her.
Steve Guttenberg has a career because of my mom. It's very true.
All right. This movie starts off on a stormy night off the coast of an island that we do find out is Northern Ireland.
It's Azkaban Prison.
Yeah, it's a helicopter shot of Castlegley Prison, and there's a classic Irish hymn playing in the background. It's really crazy. Like, this is the only mention of, like, Irish heritage in Ireland at all in this movie. Like, they just cut it off right after this. It's really crazy.
Yeah, no one has accents or anything.
They stray away from this whole Irish theme to the film immediately. Could have been a better movie.
They're all speaking Gaelic.
So, more short-lived Irish callbacks, prisoners speaking Gaelic to one another. We're introduced to Tommy Lee Jones. His character's name is Ryan Garrity, who speaks fluent Gaelic and sports an Irish accent that would make Daryl Hannah blush.
Yeah, because I saw an interview about this with him, and he said that he based his accent off of the Lucky Charms character.
That's exactly what everyone sounds like in this movie. Lloyd Bridges is...
I want to agree with you, but I'm going to...
They're magically delicious.
What I think Tommy Lee Jones based his off of, he saw Wayne's World, and he saw the part where Mike Myers is like, I'm the leprechaun!
Oh my God.
And even the face and everything, he looked like Tommy Lee Jones with the flashlight on his face.
You know how, like, in The Muppets, they have the Swedish chef, and he's just, like, the most stereotypical hurdy-gurdy.
Yeah.
If there was an Irish Muppet, it would have this accent. I will say, though, I have been to Ireland twice.
Did you meet Spike Lee?
Do they sound like this?
No.
Okay, cool.
But I went to an island off the coast of Ireland, and they only spoke Gaelic there. Oh. We went into this woman's house because she was selling, like, little trinkets and stuff. She did not speak English.
I can only make out fook and cunt.
They teach it in the schools there still. You can still learn Gaelic. It's a dying language, but you can still learn it. And people do speak it, so it's not completely weird.
Can you learn that on Duolingo?
No.
I don't know.
It's an ugly, guttural language, and I'll stick to Italian, thank you.
I'm going to look it up.
Sorry, okay. Irish people.
Yeah. No, I just...
So back to Azkaban.
Yeah, so back to Azkaban. Lights out, and Garrity, Tommy Lee Jones. It's funny because I want to... I only abbreviated his name as TLJ in my notes, so I just basically want to keep saying The Last Jedi. The Last Jedi murders his cellmate.
He has long hair, too.
Elaborately MacGyvers a bomb and makeshift shotgun and escapes from prison. As the one cop's like, oh, no, you don't. He has the shotgun thing and just boom.
I really liked how he made a hole in the wall. He stuffed his toilet full of explosives, turned it over, pointed it toward the wall so he can, like, focus the destruction. And, I mean, clearly a well-taught explosives expert.
I mean, they do say this later. He literally, apparently, could make a bomb or some sort of explosive device out of Bisquick.
MacGyver!
Exactly. It's like MacGyver.
He's MacGyver!
Jesus, Mary, or Joseph.
Once he escapes, we escape from Ireland, and we, like I said, no more Irish callbacks for the rest of the movie. We cut to this.
Are you being sarcastic when you say that?
No.
Well, I don't know. You know, you have to tell us that you're sarcasm? Being sarcastic.
I'm being super sincere.
I've died.
So now we cut to a small mid-level population city named Boston, USA.
So the whole episode is going to be sarcastic.
No. We see a young Jeff Bridges just riding his hog down the streets and back alleys with his
dog. Motorcycle.
He's got a fucking dog on his lap. It's not like strapped in or anything. It's just sitting there.
Well, that's not the worst thing that happens to the dog in this movie. I know.
Oh.
He's on his way to a birthday party for a little ginger girl named Lizzie, who is named Steffi Lindberg. She's known for this and Richie Rich.
She was in Richie Rich.
Why do all, like, if you are making a movie about Irish people, they have to have red hair.
Because that's a common characteristic of Irish
it's
people.
Just
I don't
funny.
Know if you know this, like, Tammy, but a lot
I
of people
thought
in
that
Ireland
was only like 3% of the world had Irish.
Anyone
yeah,
had
and
hair.
It's mostly in Ireland.
Anyone can technically have a redhead.
Yeah, so it's Lizzie's birthday party. She's the daughter of Jeff Bridges' girlfriend, Kate. And, you know, it's kind of insinuated that things are pretty hot and heavy.
I mean, how could you not be hot and heavy with, again...
It's not true.
...the snack that is Jeff Bridges?
We find out...
In a Hawaiian shirt.
We find out that Jeff Bridges' character is his name is Jimmy Dove and seems to be living a pretty idyllic life in this small city of Boston, USA. I mean, I think he's from Boston because of how he talks. It's really interesting because you know how the Boston accent can just fade in and out.
Real fades.
Look at Ben Affleck.
Dumb
right?
Kings, Munchkin Skewers.
Ben
that
Affleck.
That doesn't happen.
Ben Affleck and Matt Damon are proof that that accent just fades in and out.
Proof that they're actors and they remove their accent so they can play different characters in different roles. You're right.
I think the voice you hear in the Dunkin' Donuts commercials is Ben Affleck's voice, and he changes it when he's in interviews so that he doesn't sound like an idiot.
So, and then another, like, one of my few fun facts about this movie, a lot of people were considered for the role of Jimmy Dove. Does anybody want to guess who was?
Val Kilmer.
Keanu Reeves.
No and no.
Kurt?
Yes.
Yes!
Tammy,
okay.
You want to guess one?
Keanu?
You already said Keanu.
Shut
you
up,
did?
Tammy.
It's 1994?
1994.
So think that time. Patrick Swayze?
John Travolta.
Patrick Swayze, yes.
Okay.
John Travolta, no.
Whatever.
Could we just imagine what potential Boston accents or maybe even Irish accents we could...
Oh, Mark Wahlberg?
No.
No, he would have been too young then.
Just imagine who else we could have heard pretend to have an Irish accent.
Oh, God.
Like Kevin Costner.
Oh, my God.
What about Bacon?
Sign me up.
Kevin Bacon?
Yes, Kevin Bacon was one.
I would like to see the Costner do this.
Kevin Costner can't even do an English accent. We know this from Robin Hood.
What another great movie.
Amazing. Amazing.
Richard.
Gag me
Richard
with
Dreyfuss.
A spoon.
Richard Dreyfuss?
Ew.
Quad pro quo alum Christopher Lambert.
I thought you were going to say Christopher Walken, and I was going to be like, no, Christopher Walken, no.
What are you cruising for a piece of ass?
Boring this movie would have been if Kevin Costner was in it.
It would have been.
They were like, we can't title this.
Probably
would have
been like an hour longer, too.
You know what? I should pick The Postman.
We can't call it Blown Away.
We can't call it Blown Away because it's got Kevin Costner.
Quad pro quo alum Mickey Rourke was contention.
Disgusting.
And
leave Punch Drunk at home.
God. And then finally,
we'll lose $10 million if we cast him.
Then finally, the chameleon performer. I can't believe that they tried to blow up. They tried to blow up my friends. They were blowing up my friends in the Irish parade. I was all like, yeah.
Who was he supposed to be?
He was supposed... I'm Jimmy Dove.
He made True Lies instead.
I'm driving on the... I'm riding Wise on the move. Motorcycle. I was in the IRA. How I blew would up he stuff.
Have done an Irish accent?
He wouldn't have. He they wouldn't would have rewritten the script and made it like Austrian...
Terror cell.
Yeah.
After the casting and all that, the happy party is interrupted as Jimmy gets an alert from his beeper and he's called into work. So he works for the Boston Bomb Squad and is called in to defuse a bomb at a community college called Cambridge.
Oh, the sarcasm. Yeah. Okay.
Everybody else in the squad wears the crazy bomb vest, but not Jimmy. He just goes in smoking a cigarette in his Hawaiian shirt.
He's really good.
That hair.
He knows computers. He was in one.
Twice. He was in one.
Tron.
Yeah.
Very true.
And they're trying to get this set up because it's like this elaborate bomb is set up. Like this guy, he set up this bomb where the girl has to keep typing love you, love you, love you over and over again. And they're trying to use this robot to
hit the keys on the keyboard.
Hit the keys for it so they can get her out.
She's probably been sitting there for hours.
Yeah. Jimmy just comes in like a boss full of BDE and confidence.
Oh, yeah.
But we also find out that he has a tragic past because he's getting flashbacks all the time. We don't
know. Burned bodies all over the place.
Of what? We don't know. But the bomb's diffused and Jimmy gets another flashback which causes him to blow chunks of nothing.
Yeah, he throws up but nothing comes out.
Well, like, he didn't eat breakfast. That's
so yeah, true. He gets a... Yeah, it's another flashback. Again, we don't really know what's going on right now. Jimmy then goes to meet up with his Uncle Max, who is played by Lloyd Bridges, who is also a cop in Boston. I guess being a cop in Boston is kind of a big deal.
He was a cop.
Jimmy is asking him when Max knew it was time to get out. And Max says, well, you know, when the time you're supposed to be, when you're supposed to get out is when you're asking yourself these questions.
He's also trying to sit in like a weird hot tub in his backyard.
That he, well, you can't get it to work. I can't get the bubbers. But oh, I got the warm water to warm me old aching bones.
It's a lukewarm dog dish.
Yeah, it's gross.
So, yeah, again, like we mentioned before, they are father and son, but Lloyd Bridges and Jeff Bridges are cast as uncle and nephew in this movie. Anybody want to guess who was up for the role of Max aside from Lloyd Bridges?
Max von Sydow.
Robert Duvall.
No and no.
Christopher Plummer.
No. Next one,
Gregory Peck.
Kevin Costner.
Next person that gets it right is 50 points to Gryffindor.
Oh, Richard Harris.
50 points to Gryffindor.
How the fuck?
Dumbledore from Gladiator.
Oh, yeah.
And Unforgiven.
And Unforgiven.
Meanwhile, somehow Garrity makes it to America. He's just living it up at a local Boston bar run by the guy from last week's pick and Dumb and Dumber. You know, or not, yeah, Dumb and Dumber.
The guy with the gas.
Yeah, the guy with the gas. He's just sitting there. He's got a broad on each arm, and he's about to pay for his drinks when he looks up at the TV and sees Jimmy, which causes Garrity to leave the broads, and he's just standing there fascinated by the TV for some reason. I guess maybe he knows Jimmy. I don't know. Kate also sees the TV, and she's off to work. She's a violinist for the Boston Pops.
Totally normal job.
Yeah, the early...
She's kind of a big deal.
The early 90s was a big deal for like female characters being like concert performers or art conservationists.
I said that I was like, this is like Ghostbusters 2 and Holly Hunter in Home for the Holidays. These ladies were just doing it up in the art world.
I guess Kate, I mean, she and Jimmy, then after seeing each other on the TV, they meet up for dinner, eating Italian food in Boston. Jimmy tells Kate he's going to quit defusing bombs and wants to become like a teacher, where like he'll teach the bomb squad how to defuse the bombs. He also proposes to her on the spot, and then we are just waiting for her response, just like you're going to wait to see how she responds after we take a quick break to hear from one of the great podcasts of the Deluxe Edition Network.
We'll be right back.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Mel.
And together we host the podcast Spoil My Movie.
We were watching movies anyway.
And we were having in-depth conversations about those movies too.
So we decided to share our thoughts with the world.
You can expect me to gripe about inaccurate details like supposedly cold weather, but you can't see anyone's breath.
And you can expect me to be totally adorable, but also psychologically deep.
And by the end of each episode, we'll provide our respective ratings.
Using a rating scale custom tailored to the movie in question.
Check us out. wherever you get your podcasts.
We're everywhere. We're actually behind you right now.
And we're back. Can I just say I loved that proposal? I loved how he like didn't really give a fuck. He was like,
he didn't
just
give
like,
a shit.
Just say yes. Just say yes.
He was like, here you go.
He was so cool. Why is he so cool?
He's the dude.
This was pre-dude.
He's always been the dude.
God.
But it was like he doesn't have to say anything. You're just like, no, come on. Like,
he still has clams in his mouth, basically.
Yeah. Let's just get this out of the way.
I was gonna ask.
He's literally
like,
still chewing, and he's like, just put this on your finger.
I was like, how fast would anybody in the room here respond to Jeff Bridges proposing? Like, I'd probably be like,
very quickly.
Yes.
And what's great is that he's literally been married to the same woman for like 50 fucking years.
That sounds really nice.
Yeah. So sweet.
So you know that he would treat you right.
He still has the picture in his pocket of when that was taken of their when they first met.
Ugh.
He keeps it in his wallet.
He's so flippin' cute.
He's the dude.
That has nothing to do with it.
Do you remember what Matt said to you when he proposed?
No, not really.
We were just talking about this the other day, and I told Guido the same thing. I was like, I can't remember what you said.
I can't either.
I told you that you had
so
no choice and that
happening.
I would, you know, dismember your body
there
on the beach.
I vaguely remember mine because, you know, it was on my birthday.
Yeah.
At my birthday party. I'm like, I did the cheesy thing where I'm like, I'm going to do this for my birthday wish. And
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it was sweet.
Now.
Very sweet.
After seeing the TV, Garrity is on a mission. He shacks up in an abandoned sunken casino boat. And again.
Great setting.
And again, he's just MacGyvering bombs out of nothing.
So was he
out
not.
Out of coffee filters.
So was he not going to start making bombs again and then seeing dashingly handsome Jeff Bridges on the TV triggered him?
I think
no
that,
pun intended.
Yeah, I think that's what happened. Like,
seeing the dude makes him want to blow shit up.
I think he just wanted to go to America and he get out of prison and just, you know, fuck bitches, make money. But seeing Jeff Bridges on TV freaked him out. And just he's like, revenge. He's like, he's just fixated on Jimmy, who apparently he keeps calling Liam for some reason. Does he think he's Liam Neeson? I don't.
I don't know, but Liam Neeson's also in a great movie about Ireland. We did it last month. It's called High Spirits.
Better accent.
Oh, I thought it was Rob Roy. Jimmy and Kate move pretty fast again. They get hitched in a crazy Boston hootenanny. Like, they're just sitting there.
His work friends show up?
Yeah, like, the whole squad is there.
And the new guy.
Only for a minute.
Max just keeps, like, he could be talking to anybody. He could be talking to the little kid and be like, you know, later, they're going to fuck. That's basically all
he did. Kind of
he's just like
that.
He just keeps making jokes about them banging later.
He goes, see, he's got a penis and she has a vagina and one's gonna go in the other.
Jimmy is now also out of the squad. I mean, the captain approved it and he's now going to be like a teacher. The squad invited his replacement to the reception.
You sounded like Christopher Walken to
the squad.
I thought the same thing.
Hi. Squad was like, hey, this is the new guy. His name is Tony. Oh, wait, sorry. His name is Anthony. He insists on being called Anthony.
Anthony.
And he's played by Forrest Whitaker. Anthony, he just comes in. He's just like, yeah, I'm the hot shit. I'm king shit of the bomb squad now. And Jeff Bridges is like, you don't know shit. I don't understand why there's like so much dick measuring going on since.
They defuse bombs, dude.
But Jimmy is out of the squad. He shouldn't give a shit.
Oh, but he can't turn it off, though.
Yeah, he can't turn it off. The wedding gets interrupted by a bomb threat. I honestly do not understand how there are so many bombs in Boston.
So wait, they're all fucking lit. So they got to go defuse bombs lit now.
Yeah, apparently.
Okay, so they're on duty, but they just attended a wedding.
But it's Boston, and they're cops. And so they, you know.
You know, Jack, it's just Chinatown.
The fucking
fuck
rule.
Hey,
you know. While Jimmy and Kate are about to bone, you know, like Max kept saying they were going to.
They did bone.
Jimmy's old partner, Blanket, is about to defuse this bomb. He's using a highly sophisticated method of shooting the fucking thing with a shotgun.
Yeah.
Which he does this, which sets off an explosion that I haven't seen on a level of J. Robert Oppenheimer. Apparently, it's like
he sees it across town.
Like, Jeff Bridges sees it. He's like, and it's in his eyes, like the action shot.
That
like,
was a cool shot.
Yeah, that was a cool shot.
And it was like a super close up and the CGI fire on his eyeballs.
Mm-hmm. And it's nice. Blanket is killed despite it being such a simple diffuse job, a simple gig, because Jeff Bridges like leaves and runs to the scene. Somehow he put a shirt on while he was running there.
He didn't need to. I was fine.
And much like the son of Sam from last week, Garrity is there watching from the crowd, and he's just like, mm-hmm. "And on your wedding night, Liam." At Blanket's funeral, Jimmy pushes his captain to get him back on the force because he's like, "I don't think this is a simple thing. This guy is a crazy guy. This is a special, this guy ain't no run-of-the-mill bomber or something like that. Like, he's something better than that."
Ooh.
And the captain's just like, he just shrugs it off and he's like, "Come on, shut the fuck up. I'm trying to watch the Red Sox here." That game was an actual game. Next day, Jimmy has a class and brings in Anthony since he thinks that since this bomber is no normal bomber, everybody needs more training, especially new guy Ghost Dog.
With a dead eye. He's not going to know which wire to cut.
Hey, I didn't know Taylor was here.
That's right.
He was talking
power.
About that movie. He kept saying that.
Well.
We also get a glimpse of future Snow Dog star Cuba Gooding Jr.
Snow Dogs?
Yeah, Snow Dogs.
Oh,
he
my
can't
God.
Stop hitting women.
Stop.
And more dick swinging ensues. Or dick measuring, I mean.
Pants like, are on.
It's like, hey, how do you defuse this bomb? It's like, oh, it's pretty easy. And then Jeff Bridges is like, oh, well, guess what, dumb fuck? You stepped on one already. And it sets off a whole bunch of paint, and that's kind of fucked
it's
up.
It's a mess.
Jeff Bridges expects just the janitor to clean up.
Who's
that room.
The janitor?
Oh, the janitor is
TLJ.
Yeah, it's TLJ. Motherfucker, I told you just to print out my notes and not to type stuff in my notes.
What are you talking about?
What do you type in there?
Just read it.
Anyway, my best friend in the whole world is Guido. He's an absolute Chad.
Ew.
Chad is not a good
it's
thing.
It's not a good thing.
Yeah, with Cuba Gooding Jr., star of Snow Dogs, the film now includes 4 Oscar winners. Tommy Lee Jones, Forrest Whitaker, Cuba Gooding Jr., and Jeff Bridges. Another fun fact, the Boston City Hall was used for exterior shots of the police headquarters, not the actual police headquarters that we see in like later films like The Departed.
Mm-hmm.
Cut to a flea market, and Garrity is just, you know, spying on the girlfriend and the mom, and he gets distracted by a marble works and a shitty kid with a shittier bowl cut. He's all just like, oh, me nephew, I wish he could have a toy like that, but he can't because he got in a car accident.
First of all, he says, we can't get toys like that in Dublin. Oh, you mean the capital of Ireland? That's not in Northern Ireland. That is a very cosmopolitan city. They can't get toys there. Okay. You don't live in fucking Bosnia. Like, it's fucking Dublin, Ireland.
There was a mention of U2. Like, the mom...
Keep playing
he,
it.
He buys the marble works off the kid, and the mom's like, well, how about you take this... Get this U2 tape for $1. Because everyone knows U2 if you're from Ireland.
It's a beautiful day!
No, thank God it's not that fucking album.
Also, if he didn't know he was Irish, he also is wearing like a... basically like a Peaky Blinders hat.
Well, then he wouldn't be Irish.
Well, I know, but it's like... I just feel like it's just the hat that they make people from... Anywhere in England, Ireland, Scotland, or Wales, Wales.
He's Irish now.
Jimmy is back at the crime scene, you know, where Blanket died. And Anthony shows up and schools him again. You know, like, you dumb fuck, you don't know what you're talking about. He was planning on this. He was betting on you using this method. And he's not your average bomber. He's better.
He built it in a cave.
With scraps.
Tony Stark.
And coffee filters.
Coffee filters.
Yeah, another cut with another bomb scare. Like, I know we always keep saying we might want to go up to Boston. I really don't want to if there's, like, a bomb scare every other fucking day.
Wasn't there a pressure cooker bomb there?
Yeah,
like,
at the Boston Marathon.
There literally is a lot of bombs there.
Yeah, I mean, I thought the biggest
bomb... Boston's blowing up.
I thought the biggest bomb there was whenever Mark Wahlberg puts a new movie out. So, another bomb scare. Jimmy runs there again. The captain still thinks Jimmy is, you know, not thinking straight because this bomb scare was a prank. More slow motion while Jimmy realizes where the real bomb is. And he's like, no! Like, it's just a lot of slow motion of him running and yelling.
And his hair in the wind.
It's
so 90s. It's so awesome.
Because he realizes that the bomb, the real bomb, is in the bomb diffusing robot. Which then gets set off. It kills Cortez, the guy that runs the robot, the other bomb squad lady. And,
you know who could have played that lady?
And the robot.
Rachel Ticketon.
She would have been wasted. She would have been wasted.
I mean, thought you were going to say Jennifer Esposito.
No, I was going to say Rachel Ticketon.
I thought you were going to say the James Cameron lady from, you know.
Vasquez?
Yeah.
Ugh.
She's just too bad.
Rachel Ticketon.
No, Rachel Ticketon.
So despite this huge explosion, a classic brick cell phone survived. And it's on the ground.
They will do that.
And it starts ringing. Jimmy goes over and answers it. And who is on the other line?
Bono.
No.
Oh.
Bruce Springsteen.
No.
A leprechaun.
Yes.
Peter O'Toole.
But it's Garrity.
Garrity.
It's the Last Jedi, Garrity. We get a...
TLJ.
We get a longer montage of Jimmy's, like, PTSD flashbacks. Apparently, he's really named Liam. And he and Garrity worked in a faction that we find out later was too crazy for the IRA, you know, the Irish Republican Army. But we find out Liam tried to stop Garrity from blowing up one of his huge bombs 20 years ago, which caused most of their faction, including his girlfriend and Garrity's sister, to die and put Garrity in jail. Garrity revealed that he was like, well, I'd love to stay and chat, Liam, but your wife and daughter are coming home now because he's calling from Kate's house.
I love this house.
It's a really cool house.
I feel like it's an old firehouse or something. I love that weird balcony into the backyard. Yes, it's so cool. Mm-hmm.
It's like a villa.
I love it.
And, you know, like Allie mentioned earlier, it turns out Jeff Bridges and Tommy Lee Jones are good friends in real life.
With Kurt Russell.
They were both considered to play Snake Plissken in Escape from New York.
See?
Before Kurt Russell got the
They chose the right guy.
Absolutely.
Nah, it should have been Danny DeVito.
Could you imagine, like, if he didn't do that, would he have been in any other John Carpenter movies?
Oh, wow. Did I mention my best friend Guido? He makes me want to be a better man. Truly a hero. With this fucking hacking of my notes.
Oh, stop.
Prick. Which leads to an even more white knuckle sequence cut between Jimmy racing to their house. You know, luckily Boston is a small city with a great infrastructure for roads and little to no traffic. Sarcasm.
They do have really nice roads there without any cars on them.
He drives so fast.
I don't know. I watch the town. It seems like they zip around those streets pretty easily.
And Kate and Lizzie...
on motorcycles.
Kate and Lizzie are in the house and they're switching on stuff in the house that we think Garrity is rigged to explode.
I was very nervous this entire scene.
Yeah, this is like a lot of misleading, like, they're like red herrings that, you know, it's made more famous in, like, the Final Destination franchise.
She just turned the goddamn stove on, dumb bitch.
You're just like...
Yeah, they should be more concerned with the fact that that girl doesn't know her left from her right.
That woman's an idiot.
Yes, yes.
That little girl's not going far.
I was like, how stupid is this kid for not knowing how the oven works?
They call her Short Bus Mary.
But also the way she teaches her, I was like, just teach her this. What does this make? An L, that's your left hand.
Can you show Amelia that later?
Sure.
And
maybe she's not drinking fortified milk or there's like lead in it.
She turns on all the burners and it's like the stove knob and the oven knob are very different.
Yeah. And then the little girl
one
turns around.
Temperature readings on it and one says low, high or something like that. Like,
kids
and she
don't
turns
pay
it,
attention
she turns
to that
it
crap.
To 500 degrees to make garlic bread.
She turns around,
God,
she's like,
don't know.
Marmalade.
My God, are we Steve? We're trying to burn the bread? Jesus. I'm sorry, Steve. Your garlic bread's delicious. I was just joking.
Also, my best friend...
Please don't stop making it.
Yeah, no, please don't.
Leave my pepper grinder alone.
My best friend, Hero Guido, can you confirm again that Boston, if it's big on Italian cuisine, because they're making pasta and garlic bread again?
Yes, they are.
There are a lot of Italian people there, and they are usually hated by the Irish people.
Yeah, it's weird because it is a big immigrant town.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So Jimmy, he gets there. He sweeps the house, doesn't find any bombs. But Garrity showed how much of a monster he is by killing the dog.
Yeah, that fucking
it's fucked up.
That, like, you know, I feel like we've all gotten to that age now where we're like, not that dog.
And they show it to you too, where use a kitchen fork, and it was just disgusting. All the stabs.
Totally fine with that kid getting blown up. I just don't want to see the dog die.
Yeah, no, my
the way that dog yelped in pain,
it was
awful.
Well, you know, in Jaws, not to bring this up, but
but you're gonna.
They filmed the scene with the dog of the dog on the beach getting eaten by the shark. But when they tested it in audiences, people had no problem with the kid getting massively killed. 10 minutes later, they drew the line at the dog. People were so upset that they showed the dog get eaten by the shark.
Whose dog did they feed to a shark?
In the movie, when the kid gets eaten, you know, on the raft,
okay.
This guy's throwing a stick, and the black lab is running, and then they cut to him calling the lab's name, but the lab got eaten by the shark. They did film it being eaten by the shark, but people were so upset about it that they cut it out of the movie and just kept the 10-year-old being eaten by the shark. No one cared about that.
That checks what luck. Out.
I mean, it was pretty lucky that they were able to get that shark on camera eating that dog.
Oh, yeah.
As Jimmy is burying the dog in the backyard, he comes clean to Kate about his past. He's like, my name is Liam.
This is where his accent comes in.
Is he Arnold at this point?
I was going to say, yeah. You sounded like Arnold.
My name is Liam.
My name is Liam. I was from Northern Ireland. I was from Belfast.
We can tell.
I can't believe you overcooked the marinara on the garlic bread.
Can you? Yeah, maybe Arnold could have been in this movie.
He comes clean to her, and she's just like, what? She's like, what the fuck? What? What? And he forces her and Lizzie to leave because it's not safe. He's like,
no, definitely not. He says, go out to the vineyard.
And he's not very, like, you know.
Meanwhile, she's just like, wait.
Nice about it.
And she's just like, wait, what are you talking about? I don't get it.
Yeah, she's an idiot.
Yeah, she is pretty fucking stupid.
Well, now we know why the kids
and his
are
fucking
dumb.
Accent, he only has an Irish accent when he remembers he's Irish.
I don't ever think I hear an Irish accent, because that Boston accent, I didn't hear it till the end.
Yeah. Again.
He starts dropping R's like I've never heard. Like, it's
Boston
ridiculous.
Accents are notorious to fade in and out.
That's very
it's
true.
We're all not true.
He only has accent when they call him Liam.
Have you
yeah.
ever... You're,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You
when he remembers. Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not from here.
Well, maybe it's like a trigger. Like, it's like a PTSD
yeah.
thing.
You literally only get your Boston references from watching, you know, that hack Scorsese when he did The Departed.
The Departed?
And insisted...
What about Black Mass?
And insisted on everybody going full ham, full Boston. Boston, the whole time.
You want him to chop me up and feed me to the poor?
Harder.
Jimmy then goes to basically another confessional to Max during some night fishing. Or Max is saying to him, like, I can't believe you came. You told her everything. She's your wife, not your priest.
Well, because if she tells, then technically Liam/Jimmy could be put in jail in Ireland.
He did.
Yeah, I mean, he is technically a former terrorist and killed,
yeah.
and people died and were hurt because of his.
He murdered people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a murderer.
But
a really good looking one.
I mean, while he was mad at him for, you know, coming clean to Kate, he told him not to come clean with the squad. And then we cut again. Garrity is still after the squad and looks like he's after Anthony next. He fashioned a bomb into his headphones while listening to U2.
He's got that bomb stereo.
He was listening to U2?
Well, Anthony wasn't listening to U2.
Oh, TLJ was.
But while The Last Jedi was listening, he was listening to U2 while he was making the bomb.
Isn't Forrest Whitaker in The Last Jedi?
No, he's in Rogue One.
I heard that track was fire.
Oh!
Stop it.
So he puts the bomb into Anthony's headphones and speaker system. Jimmy and Anthony have to defuse the bomb simultaneously in a fashion similar to Lethal Weapon 2.
Yeah, yeah. Reminded me of that. On
getting
the toilet
too old
seat,
for this shit.
On the toilet seat.
So, bomb defused. We get a cut to Kate and Max's cabin. Lizzie is off with a kite, but gets caught on a fence. And who is there to help?
Oh, this is so scary.
The Last Jedi.
TLJ, not with an Irish accent.
He's like, oh, I'm a kite fixer.
He's doing his normal voice, but like with like a Ned Flanders, Mr. Rogers inflection. Like, hi, honey, this is your kite. Honestly, that's creepier than his Gaelic and Irish accent.
I agree.
Yeah.
And after a brief encounter with Garrity, Kate says, fuck it, nothing is happening here, and decides to go back to Boston.
I mean, it's the vineyard. It's so beautiful.
Why would you ever say, fuck it, let's go back to Boston?
No one.
That beach place was beautiful.
Well, I mean, there's
no internet.
Dropkick Murphys say it a lot, but they say they're shipping off to Boston.
Boston.
I saw them live.
Really?
Really.
Because they've sold hundreds of records to Motion City's tens.
Oh, stop it.
I like the Dropkick Murphys.
So, meanwhile, I mean, Garrity also sent a video to the bomb squad. I mean, it's not as creepy as the beach scene, but it's still creepy. It's like
he's got a fucking video from Dark Knight. Like
he's got the ski mask on.
Shoving a stick of dynamite.
Then he's got like the mask from Mortal Kombat Annihilation on, and then he's got like the Statue of Liberty, and he just keeps talking to this little doll like it's like a. He's like, Oh Liam.
You gotta be quicker than that.
Almost got it there.
But Ghost Dog. He's starting to put two and two together. Forrest Whitaker.
Ghost Dog? What is
Great
that?
Great movie. You haven't seen it.
No.
So, despite Jimmy's protesting, Max was like, I could get in touch with me contacts, and we can find out where he goes. And
how do you say contact?
You sound like contact.
Contacts.
You say contacts?
Despite Jimmy's protesting, Max investigates Garrity at Fenway, because, you know, it's fucking Boston. The scene at Fenway was filmed during an actual game that took place on Saturday, August 14th.
More baseball!
1993, between the Toronto Blue Jays and Red Sox. Blue Jays would...
Fuck the Blue Jays.
Blue Jays would defeat the Red Sox 5-2 and win the World Series later that year.
We beat the Phillies once.
Yeah.
That year.
Yeah, it was that year.
Motherfuckers.
So, Jimmy and Anthony are so close to Garrity's hideout because they were investigating it and like, oh, you hear that in the video? There's some sort of like buoy that's making a noise. It's like,
you mean the half-sunk abandoned casino boat?
They are in casino boat. They are so close to his hideout, they can smell his Guinness. Speaking of Guinness, Max goes to the bar that Garrity frequents and finds him there.
Who's the bartender?
Again, it's the guy from Son of Sam and from Dumb and Dumber. I don't remember his name.
He's a that guy.
Yeah, he's a that guy. Too.
But like...
Back to back.
The Guinness there looks like it's...
They're not drinking Guinness. That shit is not dark enough to be Guinness. It's probably like
Because they're both Americans and they're like, what is this milkshake?
It was probably Smittick's.
Or Smittick's, yeah. Yeah.
But they said it was Guinness and it looked like it was poured horribly.
It was awful.
And just about as Jimmy is about to go up into the top level of the boat and see Garrity's lair is there, he gets a call on his brick cell phone from Max, and Max tells him about the bar. Garrity knew he went in there and was calling somebody, followed him in, beat the shit out of Lloyd Bridges, and now Garrity has Max.
I don't like to see old people get beat up. It really upsets me.
Well, I mean, he got some good punches in, but...
I hate this part. This is almost as bad as the dog.
Yeah, this is probably the second saddest part after the dead dog.
Well, he beat up an old guy.
Jimmy finds Max, and as Max calls it, he's properly well buggered.
This was awful.
I hated it.
He's got an entire vest of C4 strapped to him.
Oh, my God.
And this crazy scene.
He picked the wrong day to stop smoking glow.
He's got a ball bearing in a copper pipe. And if it goes left or right, it completes the circuit.
TLJ is watching from above. Yeah.
And Jimmy, Jeff Bridges, wants to try and save him, but it's also on a timer. And he's like, oh, I'm not going to let you do that, Jimmy. Because then there'll be two dead Micks under the tree.
Yeah.
Well, he also says, you know, you're not going to make it back. But so just let it go. Like this is how my story ends, kind of thing.
That's how I go.
Oh.
Is there more stuff about Guido?
Is Guido your best friend?
Is he your reason for living?
No.
Oh.
That's you, sweetheart.
It's everything you hoped for.
He sacrifices himself to save Jimmy. Like he sets off the thing that causes the bomb to explode.
Every time you say Jimmy, I think of the Seinfeld episode.
Jimmy?
So RSVP Max. And it's also a weird shot of Garrity supposedly having remorse for his bombing because he's sitting up there crying.
Yeah, I didn't get the connection.
Because he's not the bomber.
Does he know the dad, maybe?
He's not the American bomb squad people that he's an Irishman. How dare he do that?
He killed another Irishman.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that?
Yeah, because remember
they allude to that?
Well, remember when he's talking to the guy in the in Fenway Park. He's ordering the hot dog from the hot dog vendor. And he says, like, oh, he got out. He's like, oh, well, he killed a fellow Irishman because he killed the guard. And the hot dog guy was like, he did? Like,
well, and
they
also
take that shit seriously.
And the cellmate. The cellmate,
and
too.
The cellmate. So he killed two proper Irishmen. So they were like, oh, well, fuck him then. Like, you killed our own, you know?
And so he did that.
They pretty much said, good luck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're written off now. It's one thing to kill the English.
This one's bullshit since I gave you the recipe that you're using tomorrow.
Go ahead, read it.
You know, not only is Guido my best friend ever, he's an amazing chef. I continue to learn new cooking methods from him. Bullshit. Undeniably talented.
This is what you get for always doing stuff on his Facebook when he leaves his phone.
I don't
this
do that
This is the
anymore.
Equivalent of that.
But...
You humble me, Matt. Really, thank you.
We were really hoping it was going to be more like Anchorman.
Oh, fuck you, San Francisco.
Like a stream of consciousness.
Put a question mark on the teleprompter.
Like, you were just going to be like... And he loved Ireland. And Guido is my best friend. And he cooked so well.
Well, I know that. Ahead. I already see the next one. I know you wrote that one.
I didn't. I had no idea. I literally.
He had nothing to do with it.
No, I'm serious. I found out yesterday.
So Kate finds Jimmy drunk and suicidal in Max's old hot tub and tries to console and absolve him. And then she's like, I'm not scared anymore. I'm like, I don't know, bitch. There's a crazy bomber that's like blowing up everyone that's like attached to this guy.
And your husband is shit-faced in a hot tub that's not hot with a gun. Well, could you not be scared?
And he fires one off.
The what? No, does. The water is hot. There's just no bubbles.
There's just hot no tub bubbles. Pop.
It's a bath.
Mm-hmm. Well, whatever. It didn't look
it's an
very
outdoor
hot.
Bath. It's not
steaming
weird.
Or anything.
No, you see steam coming off him.
You got to start steaming again.
You got to start steaming again. So she's leaving because she's like, I've had enough. She's like full on Kevin McAllister. I'm not afraid anymore. Which somehow sobers Jimmy up so super fast. He's back on the case. And he goes to the bombing site where Max died. And in the wreckage, he finds a roulette ball with a little dolphin on it. And he puts two and two together.
Oh,
this is so far-fetched.
Two and two.
The half-sunken abandoned casino boat in the bay.
Is called the Dolphin. Right.
There's only one of them.
And he chiseled it out of a statue in the middle of the bombing scene.
And it had blood on it.
Yeah. And now we cut to Garrity, who is building what we are led to believe his final masterpiece since there's less than 30 minutes in this movie.
Now he's back in Kevin McAllister's funhouse.
He is also on the U2 bandwagon, belting along to With or Without You.
I said
With
to Matt,
or Without You.
Or I said, another one. I said
no, that comes later.
Oh.
Jimmy finds Garrity. But he's drunk off his arse.
Probably off Jameson.
He revealed he did plant a bomb with Kate. We get an epic showdown between Jimmy and Garrity, all while Garrity's Rube Goldberg machine of a bomb.
This is very cool.
Is in the Dolphin. It's just, you know, it's like...
it's like Mousetrap.
It's like Mousetrap.
Yes, exactly.
It's like that Marble Works. It's like the scene in Happy...
It's like Dominoes.
Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, it's like the scene in Happy Gilmore where you're following the golf ball. It's like in... Pee-wee's Big Adventure when he gets his breakfast made.
It's so cool.
It involves like a big ball of mercury going down some pipes. To complete a circuit. Yeah. You know, there's mercury in your thermostat. So that's why when you move the knob.
Yes.
Okay.
So the bomb goes off in the Dolphin, creating a huge explosion. But thankfully, Anthony shows up to save Jimmy and Garrity dies.
I felt a little lackluster in this.
Is it because they spent so much time running away from the explosion?
I just felt like...
I wish this was the climax
of
the movie.
I wish this was the ending. I didn't need this extra shit after, because then I was like...
Oh, his wife's got the bomb in her car.
Where's TLJ? Oh, that's right. TLJ died already.
In this explosion sequence, a piece of shrapnel from the exploding bomb came within several feet of striking Jeff Bridges.
Oh, my God.
Thank God it did.
That is very scary.
Can you imagine if he had died making this movie.
That oh, so it'd be like upset. The Crow.
Yeah.
But worse, because Jeff Bridges is actually good. We then find out that Garrity's final bomb, I did quotes there, his final bomb.
His final finale?
Is in Kate's Jeep, which Jimmy has to disarm while Kate is driving at high speeds in downtown Boston. Again, thankfully, wonderful infrastructure for vehicles. Little to no traffic.
On the 4th of July. No closed streets.
This is just
either.
Like speed, too.
I knew
you know?
It was in there for the record.
Fun fact about that, Guido. Jeff Bridges turned down the lead role in Speed to do this film.
Get the fuck out of here.
So when you hear lead role, do you think he was supposed to be Keanu?
Yes.
Can you imagine Jeff Bridges instead of Keanu?
No.
I could.
No. Yeah,
I would like to hear him yell at Sandra Bullock. I would like to see that.
I can imagine.
I feel like they would need. I feel like they would need to get an older, or else then Tammy would definitely hate the movie because Jeff Bridges is older.
Yeah.
And Sandra Bullock was younger, and I know she said before how she has a disdain for movies with like older men.
There you go.
Being put opposite of younger. Yeah.
Replace Sandra Bullock with Kevin Costner, and then it's just a little bit gay.
Fuck. Off.
I can imagine we would get Jeff Bridges and Jeff Daniels in a movie, and I get those two confused all the time, so I would be like, oh my god, which one's which?
When did Kevin Costner start acting? Because even in Waterworld, he looks old.
Well, the gills.
He looks like he's like at least in his...
he's a mutant in that movie, Tammy.
Back in like the early 80s, he was in like, Silverado, which I think is the one movie I could show you where you'd actually like him in it.
Isn't he Billy the Kid? I'm not watching it.
No, he's so adorable in it.
He was Billy the Kid in one of them, right?
How can you say he's like a Billy the Kid type
character? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's so cute in Silverado, something funny. But he was in The Big Chill, and by in it, I mean he plays a dead body, and they cut him out of it. Because my mom's always like, you know how bad he is, Allison? He couldn't even play a dead body. They cut him out of that fucking movie.
Your mom doesn't like Kevin Costner either.
She despises Kevin Costner.
Cinda, I mean, again,
she hates him.
Again, you would love Man of Steel because he dies in that movie.
No, I don't want to watch him
act. You need to leave Kevin Costner alone, bitches.
She thinks he's the worst actor.
He's awful.
Have you seen The Postman? It was amazing.
He's so boring.
He quoted Shakespeare in that movie. It was awesome.
The mail.
I'd rather.
Was he working at the post office this morning?
Dude, I would totally watch The Postman if they cut Kevin Costner out and replaced him with Wayne Knight.
Wait, what?
And it was just Newman as The Postman.
I would rather watch him in that Nicholas Sparks book movie that he did.
Knights and
Rodanthe?
With
Jenny from Forrest Gump.
Knights and Rodanthe?
No. Something with the bottle. Message in a Bottle.
Message in a Bottle.
I would rather watch him in that.
Yeah, I think Knights and Rodanthe was...
That's Richard Gere.
Yeah, that was the gerbil guy and Diane Lane.
Diane Lane, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Lane.
Because whatever. Anyway, keep going.
So, Jimmy disarms the bomb and saves the day. Anthony confronts him about his past. He's like, well, what about, I'm sorry, or should I call you Liam? You know, like, he knows.
This is when the Boston accent is back. And
the
he goes,
Irish
get out of the car.
Back.
You know what?
Yeah, not too bad from the car.
But then after they kind of just have like an exhausted stare down, I mean, Forrest looks at him with his good eye. And he
How
just...
How can you tell?
He just says, he basically just says, ah, fuck it. I'll just take the win for the day.
He says, I fuck it?
No, he says, like,
I
know how this ends.
I stopped the
I'm
terrorist.
I'm a hero.
I disarmed the bomb. I'm the hero.
Everyone loves a hero.
I single-handedly did this myself.
And you're just going to go into retirement a happy person.
And that's,
he's like, yes, I am.
Also, don't get your leg looked at or anything. Just walk down the street bleeding profusely.
And that's the end of the movie.
We'll get stitched up.
Final fun fact about this. MGM had such confidence in the finished film that they delayed the film from its original April 1994 release to the busy summer July 1994 release.
Wow.
Hoping it would be a surprise hit. Judging from what I said about the box office stuff later.
When did Speed come out?
It was not.
It turns out it was not a surprise hit.
Speed was the same year.
Speed was also 1994.
Did it come out in July?
I don't know.
Did they put them up against each other?
I'm not. Oh my God. I didn't watch Speed. I watched this movie.
Okay.
And then, you know, fun fact. Seriously, guys, Guido is better than a unicorn because he's real.
Aww.
I mean.
Thanks, man. These are really kind words.
Yeah, you know that. Yeah.
We're so nice to
I'm
me.
Definitely printing my notes so out on my sweet. Own. I definitely have to from now on.
You caught all of those. No,
I know, but I still read them because they're fucking funny. I kind of wanted to say to him, I don't want him to read my notes because of this last part here. Lastly, I picked this movie because I know how much Guido loves watching white people make Italian food.
Mmm.
You know, when they break the pasta to make it shorter, you know, to boil faster.
It hurts me. It pains me. It's like, that's not, you don't, you, look, there's pasta police. You can go to fucking jail in Italy if you break impasta in half like that, you assholes.
Did you know Guido is part Irish?
Well, that's another thing I was getting to. I know how much he loves the small city of Boston because of its...
He hates Boston. No, he hates Bostonians.
I call them massholes.
Amazing.
And more importantly, I know how much Guido loves the Irish.
Well, they're very nice people.
They can be if you're one of them.
And then I also feel like if I ever left him in the lurch like this, he'd come back and make my life miserable like Tommy Lee Jones. I'm the Jeff Bridges in this case. Just saying.
Okay.
Of course, so. You would put yourself in that role as the dude.
Well, yeah, because yeah. I'm the dude.
That's fine. I can do a leprechaun voice, and I will haunt you with bombs.
Realistically, the real reason why I picked this movie was because of explosions and bombs and the cast. You know, The Last Jedi... And the dude, and no Rachel Tinkerton, unfortunately. Sorry.
Mm. Points off.
But yeah, so that was my movie. That was Blown Away. Let's go around the room. Pass, fail. How'd you feel about it? We'll start with Allie.
Pass. Nice. This movie slaps, man. It's really not very good, but I love it. And yeah. I love Jeff Bridges. Yum. Again.
Yeah, like
snack. I love Ireland. I think Arlington Road is better.
Well, yeah, it is better.
That came out 5 years later. But still, again, Jeff Bridges and about bombs. Do you think he was like, oh, man, another bomb movie? Come on, man. Don't pigeonhole me.
He definitely was like, yeah, been there.
Whatever.
Done that.
But I really liked it. The accent is terrible, but I don't think that kills it for me.
Yeah.
Pass.
Tammy?
I also agree that it wasn't a super great plot. But I really enjoyed watching it.
It was literally explosive.
And I enjoyed, like, at the end, I was like, this is totally a 90s action movie.
Yeah.
And I liked the Jeep scene. I liked the motorcycle scene. I thought it was good. It was entertaining. So it was trash plot.
Trash.
Trash.
Be nice.
But
it's a popcorn movie. I'm not.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
It's not like I was coming in here and doing... Today I will be.
Guido doesn't need a fantastic like.
No, Guido needs popcorn movies.
Plot.
Since he has the Dune popcorn bucket now, which I bought for him. Remember that
the Danussi.
The Danussi.
I can't believe he didn't
My dick
bring
has
that
not
today.
Been in it yet. So
he
it's
loves
still a virgin.
He loves popcorn movies because
of my fuck it bucket.
His fuck it bucket.
So pass.
All right.
Guido.
Oh, hell yeah, I pass this movie. It's the bomb.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I'm so sorry. You know, it's my kind of good bad, dude.
Oh, yeah.
For real.
I
eat this shit up. I can't believe I haven't seen it. I feel like a better person now that I have.
Well, you know,
I want to watch it again.
I honestly think what happened was your dad was probably going to watch it with you. But then he remembered all the sex jokes
that
Lloyd
Bridges
was making. So he was like, oh, nope, nope, and fast forwarded it to other stuff.
But we watched Grumpy Old Men with that guy who like, would you like a licky dicky?
Well, a pass.
Yeah, universal pass.
You all win this week.
Yes, I win the money.
Win the money.
All right, so we're going to continue Guido, the real unicorn, the... amazing chef, the bestest friend around that you could ever hope for.
Stop it. Stop.
I mean, you know, he's no Sam Goodley, but he'll do.
Oh.
You were all beautiful people.
But let's continue. Tammy, quid pro quo.
One of the things, it's Guido Appreciation Month, and one of the things that we knew, one of the moments in our early relationship where we knew that we were the ones for one another.
Was it when you ran over that
love,
homeless guy?
No, it was our love for Jim Carrey movies in the 90s.
Oh, hell yeah.
Cool.
The man and I spent an hour and a half in a car dealership quoting this movie. Like, let's go until we can stop. Like, until you can't think of any lines. And we just went back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And he ended up winning, to my demise.
We went scene for scene, the
scene
whole
for
movie.
Scene, the whole
I could
movie.
Not do that.
Via text message.
I know that I apparently am not going, according to my own rules, am not going to get extra points.
No.
Because I am picking a movie that Guido has seen. However, I know my husband. And I know that even his family knows how much he loves Jim Carrey.
He fucking bases his whole facial mannerisms and expressions off of Jim Carrey.
My
and
face just does that.
I no, also appreciate...
You practice that shit.
And love Jim Carrey as well. So my it's the movie Majestic? Came out in 1997. You can watch it streaming on MGM Plus, which I didn't even know was a channel.
What is it?
It's a new
rent
thing.
Buy on Prime, and it is starring Jim Carrey, Maura Tierney, Amanda Donahue, Quad Pro Quo alum Jennifer Tilly.
Yes!
Jesse Cooper and Carrie Elwes. It is Liar Liar.
Hell yes.
Wonderful.
Look forward to that.
So Liar Liar.
Look forward to that.
Next week. All right. Well, we are at Quad Pro Quo Pod across Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and we are part of the Deluxe Edition Network. You can learn more about us and the other podcasts on the network at deluxeeditionnetwork.com. Feature podcasts for the month of April are us.
What?
Hell yeah.
I know. Drink O'Clock and...
It's Drink O'Clock somewhere.
The Steven Crypto Show, but more importantly, us.
Obviously. You all deserve it.
Yes, it's true.
It's Guido's month.
You can suggest a theme month, like Steve Guttenberg month.
Disgusting.
Or Kevin Costner month.
That. Oh, God.
I'm here for Kevin Costner month.
By sending
is
us...
That, does that mean Tammy 2 will be the resident on that one?
There's not
we already
one,
did Waterworld.
I would rather do Steve Guttenberg month. There's and not, I would choose like How the West Was Won or
there's
something
not one
fucking awful.
Kevin Costner movie that you actually like.
Oh no, she loved Draft Day.
Like Tin Cup.
Oh wait, that was your dad. Never mind.
Bull
Tin
Durham.
Cup was good.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Tin
no,
Cup,
I,
Bull Durham.
I avoid them like the plague.
Oh, he's done some good movies.
I watched The Bodyguard, maybe.
That is garbage.
I like
his
Whitney
best is
Houston.
Robin Hood, and you know it.
Yeah. Robin Hood?
No, Whitney
that at least
Houston
has Alan
is
Rickman
a queen.
In it. Okay. Well, you can suggest a theme month by messaging us on social media or
Kathy
submitting
Bates
it
Bates month
via our website. Please rate and review us wherever you listen
She's
to podcasts.
So hot.
And until next episode, Liar Liar, thank you for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.